Describe your most rewarding moment as governor.
Certainly when we passed civil unions and recognized that love is love and that people should be free to love whoever they want. That was a momentous step forward. But I also, you know, while I was governor, I got to play a song on the stage at Red Rocks where it was a sold out show with Old Crow Medicine Show. And I love music enough that, you know, when I sang my verse and the crowd roared in my face, that was about as good as it gets. So, you know, there are those parts that are connected to government. And sometimes those parts are just connected to opportunity.
Yeah, those sound like amazing moments. Can you also talk about, on the flip side, the most challenging moment you had?
That first 4 years that I was governor from 2011 to 2015, I mean, we had the worst droughts since the Depression, the worst wildfires in the history of the state. We had the worst flood history of the state. We had, I mean, all the, I went to 50 funerals in my first 4 years. It seemed like it was every few weeks. But I guess probably the hardest one was going out to the movie theater, the Cinemark in Aurora after that shooting and seeing the videotape of what the crime scene looked like. I mean, there was popcorn everywhere and Coke, empty container, you know, plastic cups of Coke and water and blood everywhere. It was just a very, very, very difficult period. You know, we spent the next couple of days just going to visit the surviving victims in hospitals. They're in five or six hospitals by that point. That's something you never forget.
What do you think is going to be the legacy that you leave behind or that you hope people will remember about your administration?
When I came in, we were 40th in job creation. And we said a couple of things. We went all over the state. We went to all 64 counties and said, we're not going to create a strong economy just for one part of the state. We want to do it for everybody. And we made that commitment. We went to the West Slope. We, again, went to every single county. And for the last 2 years, according to U.S. News and World Report, according to USA Today, we're the number one economy in America. And I think when the results come in this year, we'll be the number one rural economy as well. There's a confidence now in Colorado, swagger. People are kind of proud to be from Colorado. Young people from all over the country want to move here because it's a place where we do work together and we solve problems. And just look at the nightly news and you'll see where that's not happening in Washington. And that's, I feel intensely proud of that.
You've seen a lot from this office. What advice have you given to the incoming governor?
Jared Polis really doesn't need any advice from me. He's got, I think, the kind of key ingredients, the qualities that are going to allow him to be a great governor. He's super smart. He works hard. He is innately curious. And, you know, he's good. In a very powerful way, he's selfless. I'll tell you a story. When I first, he got elected, and the next day we had a meeting here in my office. And the first thing he said was, "What do you think your most important legacies are that I should be supporting and finding more resources for?" No governor-elect has ever, I've never heard of someone saying that. Usually the new governor-elect comes in and they're trying to figure out where they can get resources for their pet projects so they get reelected. I think Jared is genuinely selfless. I think he wants to do the best job he can. I mean, he's got an ego. He wants to be great. He wants to be the best governor ever. That's a good thing.
Have you given any more thought to your presidential ambitions?
Well, my wife and I have spent a lot of time in the last 6 months talking with each other and with closest friends and family, trying to sort through, you know, is there traction? Do people in Iowa and New Hampshire and America, is there an appetite for the kinds of collaborative solutions that we've created in Colorado? And that notion that we want to have a strong economy, but we want to have an economy that where everybody gets a fair chance at making their own version of the American dream. And, you know, people say, well, you're from Colorado, it's a flyover state, and Colorado's too small. Your home state is, you've got to raise a ton of money to be able to run for president. You won't be able to do it in Colorado. Well, that's what we're trying to figure out.
Thank you so much for your time today, Governor. I appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure, and good luck on your first session with the General Assembly.